This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 19th. I'm Paul Plack. Scientists in the FAA's own fatigue working group say the real answer to having alert controllers on graveyard shifts is to let them take naps during overnight shifts, just like firemen and trauma doctors do. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood responds, quote, "On my watch, controllers will not be paid to take naps," unquote. The U.S. Army Aviation Association of America's annual professional forum and exposition is underway through tomorrow in Nashville, Tennessee. One of the exhibits is Sikorsky's X2 technology demonstrator. GE Aviation has broken ground on its new $51 million research and development center on the University of Dayton campus in Ohio. Cessna has announced that Genesis Aviation of Shanghai is now an authorized sales representative in China for Citation business jets. Pure Solution, a new flexible maintenance plan designed exclusively for Pratt & Whitney's Pure Power engine family, is now being offered by the company. Canadian Helicopters Limited will acquire the assets of Helicopters NZ Limited, including the shares of Helicopters Australia and other active subsidiaries, as well as the assets of Helicopter Nominees Limited. The deal is valued at about $127 million. A special exhibit honoring the centennial of naval aviation will open at the Glenn H. Curtis Museum in Hammondsport, New York, on Saturday, April 30th. A federal judge has ordered a 54-year-old Williamsport, Pennsylvania man to serve 33 months in prison for aiming a laser beam at the cockpit of a Philadelphia police helicopter. And if you don't want to go through a full-body scanner or be subjected to an enhanced pat-down, try not to complain about them, even if you're chatted up by TSA personnel. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, Jim Campbell talks with Brian Pemberton of Iridium Communications about the purpose and future of the satellite network and its applications in aviation. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.